Well, thank you very much, Mr. Tanner, and it's a privilege to be on our team call tonight. I just want to mention, Jim, great job on the tools training webinar that you did on Saturday. That was just really, really good. And Jim and I were talking earlier today, and we're going to do several more training segments like that that give you kind of a deep dive into the different systems that are available. And I'll tell you what, we are seeing a substantial increase in momentum. Recruiting is way up, which is definitely something that we focused on in making this transition. Sales are up. We've got a lot of great production going on out there. Fast Start qualification is up. Performance Club qualifiers, we've got a lot of people Performance Club qualified already on the 15th of the month. So I just want to, first of all, congratulate you for plugging into a weekly call like this, and congratulate you on your success so far for the month. It's an exciting time in our team's history, and we are going to, get our recruiting to 500 a month, and then we're going to take it to 1,000 a month, and 2,000 a month, and 5,000 a month, and I'm so excited that every one of you will be a part of that. Literally, because you're positioned where you are right now, every person on this call, if they apply some of the principles I talk about tonight during this training segment, every one of you could be a millionaire with Legal Shield and build a multi-million dollar business just because you're positioned at such a critical point. Legal Shield is in incredible growth right now. Our team's in an incredible growth, and I hope your business is growing as well. I want to talk tonight about how to consistently qualify for executive director. Now, I appreciate so much those that consistently qualify for Performance Club, because that's really the base and the foundation of our business. And I appreciate everyone that MAD qualifies, MAD, the Making a Difference, Sell One Plan or Recruit One Person. They are a critical part of our team and a critical part of your business to have a bunch of MAD qualifiers. If you had 1,000 MAD qualifiers, your team would have basically 1,000 membership sales a month. So that they're a critical part. PC qualifiers, senior directors, people that are focused on $700 instead of $1,400, they're critical. If you're going for executive director and you've got a guy on your team or a person on your team that always hits senior director, there's $700 of what you need for your $1,400. I think you can count $650 of it or something like that, but that's a large part of what you need toward that $1,400 for executive director. What I'm talking tonight about as far as the principles go apply to any level that you're shooting for, any of your goals, Performance Club or senior director, executive director, or platinum. It's the exact same principles and things that you need to do. The cool thing is you get to decide, what you want. So, only you can really decide that and choose that. I've tried to force people to executive director. It's not worked real well. But I want to talk tonight really about executive director, but I want you to know that it's the same principles apply to whatever your goals are, and not just in this business and the levels of this business, but it really pretty much everything in life. A lot of it has to do with consistency. And there's a great book. You've probably heard me recommend it before, but it's The Power of Consistency by Weldon Long. Weldon Long's got a great story, but it's a great book on this principle of being consistent, being consistently consistent in your business. Now, there are people that are consistently not executive director, okay? They keep doing the same thing over and over, the same thing day after day, and they are expecting different results. They expect that executive director will eventually come. But unless you're growing toward executive director, then you might want to take a step back and, look at maybe changing some of the things that you're doing on a consistent basis. Just because you're busy doesn't mean that you're effectively building an executive director organization. And because I'm talking to our recruiters tonight and the people that are focused on building a successful team, that's the aspect I want to talk about, is how to recruit and build and develop an executive director organization, not just write $1,400 in premium. That's great. I did that for 4.5 years, and it was hard work. Every month you basically started over. Well, you did, right? They clear the board, and then they start over, $1,400 you have to go do the next month. So I'll tell you what, I love the fact that when I started understanding the power of building a team and recruiting, and you know, I've been executive director qualified every single month since I started, and I'm just hitting now my 24 and a half years. So, you know, 240, 250 consecutive months at executive director. I'm excited to share with you some of the things I've learned. The good news is there's never been a better time. Legal Shield that in our Dallas convention extended the $15,000 bonus. That's 15,000 reasons why you should do it now. Now, that's going to expire, I think, in August or September. So it doesn't mean you have to have 12 months of executive director by August. It just means you have to be an executive director by the time that promotion ends. But they are going to be rolling out a new promotion for that in Salt Lake City. So I'm telling you, there's never been a better time to double down your efforts and focus on building an AED team. Most people have never heard about the plan. They've never heard about Legal Shield or ID Shield out there. I think that's really important. Why is that important? Well, the market's open. You're not too late. Most people are not familiar with our plan. You know, I opened the state of Louisiana, the state government account, over 20 years ago. It was actually about 22 years ago. And we've had hundreds of different associates in there, marketing plans and selling products. Timber Mosley's down there last month. She wrote over 100 memberships. And most of the people she spoke to in those agencies had never heard about Legal Shield or ID Shield. It's been a group of ours for 22 years. I'm telling you, most people don't go out and talk about this product. You know, you're definitely not too late. Thousands of people are looking for affordable legal access and identity theft protection. Thousands of people. There are millions of people that can be recruited as associates. There's people right now looking for this exact home-based business, and Jim Tanner shared an example of that. I mean, they're looking. We say, well, I've got to go find people. No, people are looking for exactly what we have, both on the membership side and on the opportunity side. It's just up to us to make sure that we're communicating and getting the information out there. So to become an executive director under the new premium compensation plan, it's $1,400. So I'm still adjusting. Remember, I was under counters for 24 and a half years. It's hard to transition after doing something that long. But I think I've got it down. It's $1,400, $700 to senior director. I'm glad the original number was $1,450. And my suggestion was, can we round it to a lower number, just an even number? I'm glad they didn't round up to $1,500. They were talking about it, but we rounded it down to $1,400. So it's just an even, you know, nice, easy number to get to, $1,400. Well, what does that mean? Here's the easiest way I can say to do it, 28 times $49.90. Now, when you see a plan like $49.90, that's our combo plan, right, for families, and they always round it up. So $49.90 equals $50 in premium. So, they round up to the next dollar. So if you just write this down, this might help you, 28 times 50. So 28 is how many plans you have to sell in your organization, and they're $50 plans, $49.90 rounded up is 50. But 28 times 50 equals 1,400. So that's a good even number. What does that mean? Well, you got to sell 28 combo family plans in your organization to become an executive director, where last month you had to do 50 of those. Now, this might be a surprise to you, but 28 is substantially lower. It's almost half the 50. I hope we add hundreds of new executive directors with this comp plan change. It's rewarding people that sell that higher plan. So understand, you only have to get 28 plans sold in your team. I hope that should empower you and you say, you know, I didn't think it was possible before to become an executive director, but if that's all I got to do, and I've got the world at my fingertips, I've got the entire, you know, U.S., I'm saying world, but right now we're in the United States and some provinces in Canada, and we're opening up the entire country of Canada and the UK. But right now you've got every state in the country accessible to you, and you got to go find a team that sells 28. So find a person in every state and get them to sell one plant. And if you hit 28 of those states, boom, or 28 cities, and get a person to sell one plant in each city. I mean, it's really unbelievably simple. And, they're not all going to be 4990 plans. I understand that. But 1400 is the number. And it takes as little as 28 plans. And if you've got some small business plans in there, like a, $89 small business plan or a $125 plan, those are going to add, of course, a lot more premium. So let me share with you three keys to becoming an executive director. And number one is mindset. It's really a big part of success. I mean, you are the master of your fate and the captain of your soul. And because you are the only one in control of your thoughts and your mind, so, I can talk to you and maybe insert things in your mind, motivate you and stuff like that, but you're in charge of what plays on your mind stage. And that's good or bad. I mean, it's good if you're focused on doing something. Like, I've focused on hitting platinum every single month. I never miss it. I've hit it for 22 years. I mean, I'm in charge of that. It doesn't matter what other people think or what other people think I can do or what I can't do. I'm in charge of deciding, hey, I want to be a platinum executive director. I want that extra money, which is about $10,000 or $15,000 a month. I want to go on the nice trips around the world, places I've never dreamed of going. So that's why I stay there. I focus on that every month, and I'm in charge of that. You're in charge of your business. Whatever you want to do in this business, if you want to be, mad qualified and do one sell or whatever, that's great. You can do that. That's your decision. And if you want to be executive director qualified or platinum or whatever you want, you get to decide. It's easy to blame others for our lack of success. It's easy to blame other things for our lack of success. If the training tonight was how to not go executive director, that's what we'd be focusing on. Things you can blame for your lack of becoming an executive director: your spouse, your health, the economy, the weather, the government. I mean, the list can go on and on. But that's not the call we're doing. Now, it would be the opposite of becoming an executive director is to focus on things you can blame of why you're not an executive director. But I'll tell you, 90% of why you're not an executive director is right in your mind. That's where the biggest win will be. And you must take responsibility for your entire business and where it is and where you are. Becoming an executive director is just a decision, and you're just one decision away from locking that in. But you have to decide that you'll be an ED and never settle for anything less. Most people just limit themselves on what they can do. I was having a conversation a while back with Chris Corley, he's just hit senior director. He's on his way to executive director this month. I'm so proud of him. But he's working really hard getting to that, locking down that executive director and getting to where he's building a solid executive director organization, which is where you ED by the 15th. So here we're on the 15th. We've got solid EDs. Now, real solid, I hit ED the first few hours of April. That's solid ED. At the end of the first day in April, my organizational sales were over $2,000. So, that's what you want to do, hit it early. Well, Chris was missing ED. He had hit it several times, but then he was missing it. He was hitting senior director all the time, but he was hitting PC, Performance Club, every single month. He's never missed it. And so I was having a conversation with him, and I said, Chris, what do you think? Do you think you'd ever miss Performance Club? And I just wanted to kind of see where his mindset was. And he said, absolutely not. He said, no way. Could never miss Performance Club. I said, well, you've missed ED a few times. You've missed senior director a couple times. Do you think you'd ever miss PC? No, absolutely not. I said, well, what if someone didn't sign up that you were planning on? He said, I'd find someone else. And then he said, you know, I said, what if one of your appointments cancels that you, or a PBR that you're doing it cancels, or a Zoom call doesn't go through? I mean, all these possibilities. He said, I'd find another one. There's no way I'd ever miss it. And then I said this to Chris. I said, once you decide that executive director is just as obtainable as performance club, you will be an executive director every single month. It's really just the mindset. There are people that never miss executive director. I've never not been an executive director, nor would I ever consider not being an executive director. And I do not have the same skills and talents as most of my team. I'm telling you, I've got so much less in so many areas. There are so many people better skilled than me and could build an executive director organization so much faster and so much better. I've had to develop so much in building this. And you know, the market today, I think, is incredibly better. I mean, I just explained it. It's a lot easier to become an executive director. 28 sales. I hope that number's plastered on your wall. 28, that's it. $15,000 bonus. I mean, other bonuses and incentives, huge money on the table right now to go build this. So never did I didn't have any of that. When I had executive director every month for 1 year, I got no bonus. I got no recognition other than congratulations. You hit executive director 12 months in a row. That's all I got. There's so much more on the table today, and I hope we've taken advantage of that. Our biggest challenge is just getting people to see in their minds and believe that they can do that. I love this quote by Paul J. Meyer. And Paul J. Meyer joined Legal Shield years ago. He was in his 70s when he joined and built a massive organization. In fact, I would say half the Platinum World Council is on Paul J. Meyer's team today. And Paul Meyer, you know, just a great business coach, built, you know, multiple millionaire club members, probably over 100 now in his team. But he says this: what you vividly imagine, ardently desire, and sincerely believe, and enthusiastically act upon must inevitably come to pass. Let me say that one more time. What you vividly imagine, ardently desire, sincerely believe, and enthusiastically act upon must inevitably come to pass. Now, I get a little tongue-tied on that word, inevitably, but I'll put it on our Facebook page so you see that quote. But that is my training tonight. That is what I'm talking about. What you desire and what you imagine and what you earnestly believe and what you act upon, which is another principle I'm going to talk about in a second, that's what comes to pass. That's what happens. You're probably, you know, our book of the month this month is 6 Inches from Success by my good friend Michael Dorsey, who's earned millions of dollars in this business. That you're probably closer than you could ever imagine to becoming executive director. Most of you are just one decision away from it. I just want you to know that you're in full control and you know, are one decision from being on your way to locking down executive director and building an executive director organization. The hardest prison to escape is your mind. And our life is what our thoughts make it. And so the biggest challenge, and I could spend the whole call talking about this one principle, but is winning your mind. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. So I hope and I challenge you to focus on becoming an executive director. Most people won't, but I'm talking to you, the one that says, hey, I think I can go do that. I think I can, with, you know, 300 million people in the U.S., go find 28 sales a month and build an organization like that. And if Paul J. Meyer can do it in his 70s and build an organization that's paid him millions and millions and millions of dollars, so can you. If Mark Riches can go do that and stay executive director qualified every single month for 250 consecutive months, never missed a month, I can do it too. I've met Mark Riches. I believe if he can do it, I can do it. I hope I inspire you in that way, because it's so true. It is not about skill. It's not about talent. Most of it is about mindset. That's principle number one, mindset. The second thing, and it goes along with this, is discipline. And tied in with discipline is hard work and consistency and all of that. Jim Rohn says, a few simple disciplines practiced every day will begin to change your life. So it's those daily disciplines, the daily activities that we do day after day after day, consistently, that is what helps us win. I could spend all night on this one. And again, that book by Weldon Long, The Power of Consistency, really talks about these disciplines that you have to develop. But, you know, what is the key in our business? You got to recruit new associates. You personally have to bring new associates in every single month. There should never be a month that we don't recruit someone in our business. And in our team, we have to focus on getting our team recruiting a lot of folks. The new blood is the lifeblood. Harlan Stonecipher and Wilburn Smith echoed this same thing. He said, there's three keys to building our business. Number one, recruit. Number two, recruit. Number three, recruit. And don't get them out of that order, is what they used to always say. And it is really true that it fixes all problems. You know, if you're struggling to be executive director, here's an answer. Go recruit. Go get some new people. There was a time where I was trying to transition from selling plans, and back then I had to sell 75 plans a month, and I was trying to get it where I could build, you know, get executive director qualified off my team. Now, it was a little harder back then because you couldn't count either or. I mean, it was either or. You couldn't count both. You couldn't count so many counters for yourself and then count the rest from your team. Like we do now with the premium dollars, you can count $1,400, you could write all that and qualify, or you could write half of it and have your team write the other half. It wasn't like that. It was either, you know, it was 75 sales a month back then. It was counters, but 75 sales from your personally or 75 from your team. A good way to kind of understand that, if I did 74 personal and my team did 74 sales, I was not an executive director. You couldn't combine the two. So it was a little harder, and I was in that stage right there trying to get my team to do 75. And some months it went great, and other months it was just a struggle. Now, I was writing still a lot of personal sales, so I was making up the difference, no problem. I was hitting executive director, but the problem was, you know, getting that team consistently doing that. And I'll just tell you this, and listen up, because this could be where you are right now. I had this team, and they were producing, let's say, 50 sales a month. I don't remember how the numbers all shook out. This is 20 years ago. But they were doing 50, and I needed 75. And it just hit me one day. No one taught me this. I figured it all out on my own. But this is what I figured out. If I need 75 and my current team's giving me 50, I need a bigger team. I need more players on my team. I don't know why that was just so complicated for me to figure out. It took 4.5 years. But when I figured that out, here's what I was trying to do. I was trying to work with my current team and get them doing 75. I said, hey, I'm going to get them doing 75 if it kills me. I almost died. See, I realized then that I've got to recruit. I've got to bring new people in. And so I started building new lines and recruiting, doing what I should have done at the beginning. And I started recruiting new lines and new production. And boom, it hit 75, and then 100, and then 150, and then 200, and then now 1,000. And eventually it's going to be 10,000 sales a month. Because I understand if you want to build your team bigger, recruit more people. And you can recruit and your team can recruit. And that's one of the things that we're shifting with this through this transition, is to help things become more duplicatable. So anyway, remember that you're the CEO of your own business and you must take responsibility for the numbers, and recruiting is a key part of it. Focus on recruiting, because the sales always follow recruiting. People say, how hard did you work when I was trying to qualify for executive director every month? I worked until I was there. I just did it every single month. I never missed it. That's a mindset, and it's also a discipline. You don't come home till you're done. You know, some people are kind of wimpy bosses on themselves. They, you know, say, well, we've had a hard day. We've put in a good 3.5 hours, made 25 or 50 calls, whatever, but that's really not how it works. You just got to keep calling. You got to keep doing until you've hit the numbers that you need to hit every day so that you can, you know, hit and accomplish your goals. it does get easier, I'll tell you, as you build that team and leaders show up in your team and you develop those incredible leaders that, you know, and it makes it a lot simpler to executive director qualify every month. Maybe even by the first of the month, you'll be executive director qualify, like I was talking about. That's exciting. So people say all the time, well, Mark, you're lucky. I always say the harder I work, the luckier I am. I mean, it takes a lot of work. I know I'm throwing work under this topic of discipline, but it's all the same thing. It's discipline to work hard. And I've met a lot of people that don't work very hard. And so consistent daily activity, being consistently consistent, mastering the mundane. Jot that down. Master the mundane. Susan Pellegrinetti, who we heard from this morning on our B2B call, I mean, every Monday morning, 8 a.m., she's in here. She's got a great team. It's rocking and rolling. And, you know, she's moving to executive director, hopefully this month. That's her goal. But she's on the phone calling her team every Monday morning. Now, her office is right down the hall. I hear her, so I'm sure many of you are doing that. But I want you to know that's how you do it. But she's on the phone. She's saying, hey, I just want to let you know about the conference call this morning. She's doing that every single Monday, promoting that call and getting people on it. She spent all day promoting tonight's call. That's what she does, and that's how she's building a great team. Her team's getting plugged in. There are people that have a phone, that have the phone number, that have all the people to call. They even have people to call, but they're saying, well, I don't need to call him. I just talked to him a few weeks ago or just talked to him last week, and he knows about the call. He's on the text reminders. He knows about the call. They're just making excuses instead of making calls. And those people have a small team, and those are the people that miss executive director. It's just those daily habits. It's the mastering of the mundane. I just want you to know I'm just super proud of how Susan does that every single – and I hear Chris Corley. He's way in the back of my office. I have a 5,000-square-foot office, and these guys work in this office, and he's way in the back, but he has a loud voice. He's an opera singer, and I hear his voice, you know, promoting that call, and you can kind of feel the vibes through the office when he's promoting, and it's great. And he's consistently doing it, consistently making those calls. That's how you build it. The third and final thing is really to never give up. A man walked by a furniture store one day, and in the window of the furniture store, he saw a sign that said, "Finishers Wanted." Now, I'm sure in the furniture business there's a great need for finishers, but isn't that a sign that could apply almost anywhere in life? It can definitely apply in our business. I see so many people quit, and they just don't even give it much of a chance at all. And I'm sure in other things they quit too. You know, I'm sure it's not just our business. Our business isn't, you know, substantially harder than anything else. I mean, it's probably harder than, you know, working at McDonald's, but it's not super hard. I mean, what we do, we have no production requirements or anything. You get to set your own schedules. And, you know, I think that's what kills people. They just don't have the discipline, what we talked about, to build a schedule and build a structure. And but, you know, quitters never win. And winners never quit. And I just, you know, I appreciate each of you because you're a winner. You're on this call. You're plugging in. You're wanting to learn. You're wanting to grow. You're wanting to do better. And, you know, that's part of winning. That's how you win. The opposite of success is not failure. Failure is simply a part of success. Any executive director in this business could write a book full of their failures. The Platinums could write several books on that subject. You know, messing up and missing something and not accomplishing something is all part of the process. They're just the runs on the ladder to success. They're, if you're going up to the top, you're going to have some failures. You're going to have some setbacks. You're going to have things that people quit. I know that. People have quit. I've had some great executive directors on my team that quit. That's just part of it. That's just part of success. People give up. People don't show up. I mean, I'm talking to the choir here. I'm preaching to the choir. I mean, this is it. That's what we do. That's why people don't succeed in our business very much. That's why it takes a lot of people to find someone that sticks and stays and gets their pay, because it does take hard work and it does take consistency and it does take the discipline and never quit. But you must never give up. You must never give in. you must have an I will not be denied attitude in everything that we do in this business. I want you to know you are a winner. You can become an executive director. Set a goal to become an executive director. Let's do it this month. Let's go out and make it happen for you. I challenge you to do that. I challenge you to accomplish everything in this business that you can accomplish. And I'm here, and Jim Tanner and all of the leadership team is here to support and help and coach and motivate you to the top. Remember, your success depends on what you settle for. Don't settle for table scraps when you could own the whole palace. God bless each one of you in your businesses, and we'll see you at the top.